Okay, so we had just seen whatever it was, eight positions or something, and had to define the parameters of binyan, binyan kalim. So what I want to do just today is hopefully we will definitely finish it today. The question is how much time it'll take. Is to see the practical implications, at least some of them, of it. So, if you look at number 3, on Binyan Kalim 2, that's where we're up to. As I mentioned, one of the primary halachic implications for our, you know, that come up every Shabbos, to this question of Binyan Mekalim, is not really about Binyan Mekalim, it's about Stira Mekalim. It's about under what circumstances and how can you destroy Kalim. And like I said, this is the halachic basis for the issues of you know, opening.
No, it's okay. Go ahead.
You got it?
I probably do.
I just handed it.
I know, that's okay. Okay. You had it last week.
No, I just handed Gerard one now.
We'll buy you a binder for your birthday, Gerard.
Yeah. So, the issue of like opening, you know, boxes, food boxes and cereal boxes and things like that. So it's a function of the question of stira, right, which is the inverse of binyan bekelim. So the sugya really starts in a mishnah that appears in Shabbos Kuf Mevav. I probably should have actually put the mishnah on the gemara, but fine.
Which number is it?
Number three. So mishnah says as follows: Shover adam es hachavis leechol heimena grogeres ubilvad shelo yiskavein lasas kli. So you're allowed to break a barrel to eat dried dates, figs, whatever, from the barrel, as long as you don't have intent to create a vessel. So what does that mean? So Rashi says, Shover Adam Chavis, Mleya Gro Gros, if it's filled with these dried fruit, Besaken of Besayif, you open it up with a knife or with a sword, that is my preferred way of opening my cereal boxes. Lechol Mimena Gro Gros, to eat these dried figs. And why is it permitted? So Rashi says, "De'ain b'mekalkel shum iser b'Shabbos," because there's no problem at all, right? There's no problem at all to destroy this vessel because it's mekalkel, right? It's mekalkel. Now, in general, things on Shabbos, in order for them to be prohibited, they need to be constructive. And this is not constructive, you're simply destroying it. But obviously, if you have intent to make a kli, to make a vessel as you're opening it, so then it wouldn't be mekalkel, it would be constructive, not destructive, and be aser. So, the Ran comments, v'lo nihira, but this doesn't make any sense. Dinihi, d'chol mekalkin p'turin. I understand that mekalkel, right, things which are destructive, are not liable biblically, right, they're pater. But yisura miyaika, but they're still aser. Ella hainu taima de chayon de ba'alma mekalkel patur aval aser michu aval aser said, since in general destructive things are only forbidden rabbinically, so they're right, not liable, but they're forbidden mishum sarach Shabbos shari lechatchila, but if it's necessary on Shabbos, so then it is mutter. Right, ab initio, you're allowed to actually do it. Lechatchila miu kishara dafki b'chli katan. However, and here's where our issue comes in. This is only if it's a small kli. Lo shayach be'bin nistira aval gadol lo. So the Ran says, well, wait a second. It depends. If this is a small kli, now remember the Ran. Well, this is actually not the distinction the Ran made. This is the distinction the Meiri made. But as we saw, one of the possible distinctions between cases when you would say yesh or ain binyan mekalim is how big is the kli. If it's big enough, so then yesh binyan mekalim. If it's too small, so then ain binyan mekalim. So the Ran says as follows. He said, look, if it's a small kli, so then ain binyan mekalim. If it's ain binyan mekalim, so then it's mutter. It means only asur midrabbanan because of mekalkel, and therefore for food it's going to be mutter. But if it's a big kli, then it's asur midaraisa. He doesn't like Rashi's svara that it should be mutter simply because of mekalkel, because he doesn't understand. How could mekalkel get you straight to heter? Right, normally, mekalkel just tells you that's from either Rabbanan. But the simplest understanding of Rashi is to say, no, the reason Rashi thinks it's totally permitted to open food packages, this barrel on Shabbos, is because he thinks, ain't been Mikalim. We saw that Rashi is the one who thinks that, no, it's always ain't been Mikalim. Anytime it looks like there's been Mikalim, it's not, it's Makav Patish. But Makav Patish doesn't have an inverse, right? Makav Patish is only when you build something, when you make something new, but destroying it, right? Binyan has an inverse, it's called Stira. But Makav Patish doesn't have an inverse, right? So according to Rashi, the answer is very simple. Since building it is only Aser, making a Kli is never Bona, therefore it's never Soser to destroy it. The only thing that it could be is the inverse of Makav Patish, which is absolutely nothing, and that's why you're allowed to open it. The Ran, who thinks that fundamentally Yesh bin Bikalim, already has to start putting limitations and saying, well, whenever it's a Kli, right, the type of Kli you'd be Chayiv in Bona for, so then you're potentially Chayiv in Stira for, and then even for food it would be Aser. Now the Chassam Sofer comments, and he says, Ulfianez Daiti Mode Rashi. Iaves stiras hakelim milacha da'oraisa kezozer binyan. And the Chassam Sofer said, it seems to me that Rashi would have agreed, or would agree, if it was a case where it would be, right, da'oraisa, right, where there would be binyan. Rak mishum shumakalkal azayu patar avalasar avalhacha bistiras kelim sfirle the Rashi din bin nivisir klal b'kelim. So that's exactly right what I just said. Is the Chassam Sofer, said, yeah, the reason that Rashi has no problem opening food packages, this barrel on, right, the ancient version of a food package, is because he thinks ain't stir b'kelim, and therefore what are you worried about? Right, you're allowed to open it, no problem. Ain kan ela kilkal b'atzma. All there is destruction. Vein v'zishum iser vu pashud. And therefore destruction is totally fine. So what you see is that one of the biggest nafkaminas to the question of whether, like Rashi, we paskin, there has never been yin bekelim. The only reason sometimes it's prohibited to put together a vessel is because of makav patish, or whether you take the position of whether it be Tosfos, the Ramban, or the Ran, or the Meiri, or the Ruah, or Maharal, or any of the other people we saw last week, that there are circumstances where yesh bin bekelim, because according to them, right, if you destroy a Kli, potentially it is Soser, and therefore you have to find reasons to be Makel. Rashi doesn't need it. If you look at the Ran, the Chidush Ran, really not the Ran himself, but the Miuchas Lo, so right, you have two Rans, it gets confusing. But number 5 is the actual Ran, number 7 is what is thought was once thought to be the Ran, and is probably some other Rishon who we don't really know, but we continue to ascribe it to the Ran until we know otherwise. Right, you get a lot of these. But he says, Masishin Shobar Adam Sachavis, Vihule, Perish, Vahavi Le Chavis, Kiklipe Agozim Virimonim. The Ran, in the Miuchos Loran, gives a different svara entirely. And he says, no, I'm going to duck the question of Binyan Bekelim, and I'm going to give you a different svara. The reason that you are allowed to open a barrel full of these dried figs is because it's no different than the peel on a fruit, or the peel, right, or the what's it called? The shell, right? The shell on a nut, right? The reason it's mutter is because it's only usher potentially if you're dealing with right, something which is boner or soser, but this is not. Right, a food package is merely a peel. And peels, no one ever said you can't open an orange, right? You're destroying the orange peel. You're destroying the banana peel. Yeah.
Is there, according to Rashi, is there a derabbanan that prohibits destroying kelim on Shabbat?
Is
there a derabbanan?
No.
No. Okay, so between these different things, there would be enough gamina. According to Rashi,
it would be even non-food.
No food.
Even no food, correct.
You
right,
do
so according,
have to do it.
Right, so according to Rashi, right, there would be another enough gamina. According to Rashi, non-food falls on this as well. The point is, destroying a Kli is always fine because, right, right, it's not, according to the Ran, the actual Ran, whenever there would be a need for Shabbos, lav dafka food, it would be mutter, potentially, right? Because it's only derabbanan and lechem tzorach we allow it. According to the Miuchos Loran, it's only okay when it's food, because then we don't view it as a kli, we view it as a peel, right? If you look at Tosfos, I don't know why I repeated the Chidush Ran in number 9, but if you look at Tosfos number 8, Tosfos again, remember, in general, thinks that yesh binyan bekelim. So he again has to give a different answer here. So he says as follows: Rei dahasam asur l'shaber es hamigdal v'hach ashar l'shaber es achavis. So Tosa says, why is it that here we allow you to destroy this this barrel, but we don't allow you to destroy the migdal? Right? If you remember the case in Eruvin, right, that we saw last week, when you're trying to get the when you're trying to get the Eruv out of this closet thing, you're not allowed to destroy it if it's big. So what's the difference? So he says, Mishum de mayri be mustiki, because we're talking about a mustiki. What's a mustiki? So kidemuki la beveitza perek hamevi kadayayin. So in Daflam and Gimel and Beitza, there's going to be a case of mustiki, where the Gemara is going to say that that a mustiki is mutter. What's right? Now, the problem is, what is a mustiki? So that you can just look here. I think I brought enough that you don't have to turn. Yeah. So what is that? Umefarish Rashi Hasam. Dahainu chavis shvura umedamkin shvareha bisraf shel eitz shoshosid mimena zefes vikorin reishna. That's resin in English, I'm assuming, right? Reishna, right? Sraf is right. Reishna, I assume, is just resin. I don't know. I can't tell you that that's actually true, but I assume. Mishum hachi dafka chavis shari the machmas grius olo chayes alevelek olam mekach shema yiskaven lasos kli. So he quotes Rashi, and Rashi says, "What's a mustiki?" So there's two ways you could have a barrel. You could have an actual barrel, or you could have a hodgepodge together barrel that you took a bunch of broken pieces and you sort of glued them together with resin, right? With like, you know, I don't know, you took maple syrup and made it sticky, right? And sort of stuck it together. Resin.
Pine.
Right? Sap.
Pine.
Right. Any sap. So Tosa says, well, it depends. If it's an actual kli, so then you can't break it on Shabbos. If it's a hodgepodge together, half stuck together with quasi-glue, right, mess, so then you can break it. Now, this is very much like Tosa's position about binyan bekelim, right? Because he had said that when is there binyan bekelim? Only if you create something, you know, permanent. If you create something, you know, the Ron's version, that's an expert, right? You create something new. But if you just assemble and are disassembling, so then it's mutter. Well, that's exactly what he says here, right? If it's an actual kli and you're destroying an actual kli, so then it's usur, because that's the inverse of bone. If when it was put together, it wasn't really put together at all, so then just like you can put things together in a way that's not real, then you can destroy things that are put together in ways that are not real. So it's Tosfos l'shitaso.
The Mishnah is much more general.
Right, so he assumes that, no, it's a mustiki, right? Like, you're right, the simple shot of the Mishnah.
Like on what basis? Like if
that he's stuck into a corner, right, and that's a, right, yeah.
Mustiki into a corner. In other words, because if there, usually the Mishnah tells you something general, the Gemara then comes in and qualifies it. Okay, that I could accept. Well, the Gemara is qualifying it, but the Tosfos is qualifying something.
No, in a Chananei.
The Gemara doesn't say anything about it.
Correct. But he's forced into this because he assumes, right, that there yesh binyan bekelim, therefore yesh dir bekelim. So how could it be that it's mutter to destroy a chavis? Well, must be. Alan, do you need a short sheet? Yeah. Okay. Correct. Right. No, in a Chananei, it's definitely difficult. But what you see so far is Rashi, the actual Ron, and Tosfos, all are l'shitasam. Right, that Rashi thinks ain binyan bekelim, and therefore, why does he think you can open a food, you know, barrel? Because ain stira bekelim, zo, end of story, and therefore all you're doing is destroying. Done. The Ron and Tosfos both assume, no, yesh binyan bekelim, and therefore, if you're allowed to open something, it must be that it's not stira. How could he be not stira? So Tosfos says, well, I already said that what's the line between yesh binyan ain binyan bekelim, when it's assembled well or not. Well, if that's the difference between binyan, that's the difference between stira. If it's a full barrel, so then you can't destroy it. If it's, you know, glued together with resin, and it's not in great, you know, it's not a great kli, so then destroying it is not a problem. It's Tosfos l'shitaso. The Ron also, I mean, he doesn't relate to what he said by ain binyan and yesh binyan, right, that it's about expertise, but he also finds a way of distinguishing between the size of kelim. Right, because that's another distinction we've seen, that sometimes bigger kalim have been bone and smaller kalim don't. Now the miyuchas l'ran though dodges the whole question, right? And miyuchas l'ran says no, this has nothing to do with yeshurein binyan bekalim. This is a different halacha, which is that when something is a food container, it is like a peel, and therefore it's not in the category of kli at all. Again, the nafkamina between Rashi, Tosfos, L'ran, and the Miuchos L'ran would be, what about non-food kalim? So according to Rashi, it's still mutter. According to Tosfos, it depends on whether it's a mustiki or a real chavis. According to the Ran, it'll depend on whether you consider whatever else you're opening at Tzorech or not at Tzorech. And according to the Miuchos L'ran, anything non-food would be usser, because it's only mutter, because food containers uniquely are called klipot, right, are called peels and not kalim.
Well,
yeah.
About the building the mustiki.
So also that would be, you know, not
right. Doesn't consider the kli.
Right. I mean, if you want to look at the Gemara here, then we should look at
that.
Keep it away from the Gemara. Yeah. Yeah. There's enough source sheets that it protected the. There you go. It just got to the.
Not a problem.
Dip there. That's okay.
I did not do it last week. Probably me.
Okay, if you look at. So if you want to look at the Gemara that he's quoting. So on Lamed Gimel Amud Beis. What did I just do? I just piled up all my source sheets on top of each other. That was great. If you look on Lamed Gimel Amud Beis, it's right before the two dots, like almost at the end of the page, like 80% down. So the Gemara there had said, this answers Sam's question. Well, where does he get this from? He gets it because, right, the Gemara in Beitza suggested this. Right now, the Gemara in Shabbos, the Gemara in Beitza suggests, right, that the issue here is mustiki. Right, that's where Tosfos gets this notion.
There are two things going on.
Now, there it might be just a dichui, but
yeah, it seems to me that there are two things going on here. Number one, there's the mustiki, where he's saying that it's not really binyan astira because it's a lower, you know, level. But also he's using the idea of dovat shali yiskavin lasos.
Well, that the Mishnah already said, right?
Right, yeah. So, once you have lomas kavin and you also have makal kil, and then you have this, you usually only need to be mitzarif two. Two reasons
The little miskaven lasos kli is because if you were miskaven lasos kli, it wouldn't be a problem of stira, it would be a problem of bone, mm-hmm. right, or makropatish or something, mm-hmm. right? Or that's the, right, it's not, that here, that's not adding to it. It's not that you need any miskaven plus makalkal, it's that if you're miskaven lasos kli, then it's not makalkal anymore, it's bone, it's constructive.
Oh, okay.
Right, meaning it's the, right, that's the argument that, you know, you'll hear, like, with, right, and this is like why it comes up lemaisa, right? Is people who say you can't open a bottle because you're making the cap into a kli, right? That's the
right. So
if you think that, which we'll come to, but
okay, we'll come to.
I mean, we'll touch on it. We're not going to, you know, get into the depth of it, but that's where it comes from, right? That claim of the Gemara that you can theory have kavana lasos kli and that would mess everything up. That's the problem. Okay, so Tosfos there, I mean, in Beit Salam and Gimel. Right, on mustiki as follows. It says, Tin kana hiva mustiki, mizufefes uri'uwa. Right, it's, whatever. Stuck together and not so good. Perish Rashi, d'lo chashin latikun kli, ho'el vi'ru'uwa harbe yichos ale, d'shema yikalkel hachavis, v'oze nekev, v'kol apokos sheyuchal. So, Rashi, by mustiki, says, why is it that mustiki is better? So remember, Rashi doesn't think there's binyan bekalim ever. So why does he care whether it's mustiki or whether it's a high-quality chavis? So Rashi tells you that it's not because of the stira problem, it's because of the
bone
is the bone problem. Because the Mishnah told you that what? that the only time it's usher to destroy a kli is if you don't mean to destroy a kli, you mean to create a new kli, right? Like your plan isn't to destroy the chavis to get out the dates, the figs. Your plan is to make a new barrel which you're going to fill with water, right? So Rashi says, yeah, the reason that you need it to be low quality is not because of the stira problem. It's because of the bona problem. Because if, let's say, you have a good, right, according to the poskim, who think that opening this on Shabbos, this bottle on Shabbos, is a problem. Why do they think that? Because let's say it's not a kli before you open it, right? Then you open it, right? So maybe you could say, okay, now I'm using the bottle as a kli, I'm using the cap as a kli, whatever I'm doing, right? But if this was falling apart, right, and the second I open it, right, that's it, right? It's just, you know, this is the end of it. So then obviously I'm not planning to make a kli when I put it together. So Rashi says, why is it that opening a barrel is less of a problem when it's, you know, hodgepodge together? Not because that solves stira. You don't need a solid stira, right? Not even because of bona, because we're worried, right, of makavapatish, right? You're going to create a new kli by opening it. But according to Tosvos, who thinks yesh binyan bekelim, the reason you need it to be in a bad, right, shape is because if it's in good shape, then this is stira. It's the inverse of bona. And that's what the re writes here. V'ravin and Yitzchok perish, v'sachal eruvin, d'cheim j'mavakim b'zefes, v'enachat yoshleim, v'os lohave shum tikkun kli. Or actually, here he's not totally clear whether that's true. In Sugin Shabbos, he was clear about that. Here, well, he's less clear. But Rashi is very clear. Lishi Daso. Okay, so what is the halacha? Right? How do we paskin? Is there not stira bekelim? And how do we paskin? And what are the implications for opening food packages? So if you look at Shulchan Aruch writes as follows in 11: Ein binyan stira bekelim. So there is no bona or stira bekelim. V'hani mili sheinu binyan mamish kegon chavis. But that's only if it's not a real binyan, like a barrel. So what does that mean? So the Rama writes sheinu machzek is arba'im sa. So the first distinction is size, right? If it's 40 sa or more, so then it's too big, and then yesh binyan bekelim, therefore yesh stira bekelim. If it's too small, so then it's not. Shenishbra v'divik shvarea bezefet, and then he brings the second distinction from Tosfos. Right, if it's a broken up chavis that's stuck together with pieces, yachol lishabra, so then you can break it. Likach masha besocha ubilvad shlo yichavein linakvon nekev yafesh yelo pesach. As long as your intent is not to create a great opening, so that it'll have an opening. Dimgein havele misakin mana, because then you're making a new kli. Aval im hi shleima, but if it's a good package, not a good kli, aser l'shabra afilu binyan she'ina ose kli. So then you're not allowed to break it, even if you don't make a kli like Tosos. Right? Paskins like Tosos. Right? Vafilu nekev be'alma aser linkov ba mechadash, and even a hole, right? You can't make a new hole. Vafilu yish be'nekev chadash im l'archiv aser, you can't even widen a hole. And the Rama says, ubevad she'iskaven l'kach. Again, this is only aser if you're having kavana. And in Siv Zayin, he writes, ushviras poschos shel tevos, and in terms of opening up boxes, yesh matir, v'yesh oser, some say it's mutter, and some say it's aser. The yesh lahatir al yidei in a Yehudi, and for sure it's mutter if you have a guy.
Okay, where does the RBM say I come in?
What? That's the size, right? So if it's too big, it'll vada be aser, right? Because then it's
right. But the continuation then, when he's talking about shnish bara and all that, is that for something that is less than 40 or more than 40?
Less than 40. Yeah, it should be less than 40.
But you just said that there is no binyan or stira in less than 40.
Right.
So is he giving extra criteria for less than 40?
I think so. Right? I think it's even for less.
Yeah.
I think so.
Because in the Hemshech, when he adapts Tosos, the only way that would make sense.
Yeah, I think I'm pretty sure.
What difference does the 40 make?
I think if it's more than 40, it would be Aser B'chomek, right? I think that's what it would sound like. If it's too big, I think so.
It sounds like if it's too big, then it is binyan.
Yeah, if it's too big, it's just binyan.
And then if there's no binyan bekelim, there are other considerations you have to.
I think so. Yeah. So then the Mishnah Berurah says, okay, this is the unnumbered Mishnah Berurah, but the Mishnah Berurah says, okay, well, why then is it? Why are some people matir opening boxes of food and some people are ozer? So he says, yesh matir. So why would you be matir? Because firlay dein shayach shem stir klal bekelim. So, right, this is what I said before. If you paskin like Rashi, so the answer is, it's always mutter to open boxes. Right? There's no limitations, because, you know, ein stir bekelim. And even though Shulchan Aruch himself doesn't paskin like Rashi usually, right? But Shulchan Aruch is willing to be mekel on it if, you know, there's a non-Jew. And so, Yeshikasu, some people aren't even comfortable with that. Dafka behefsid meruba. Only if it's a big loss. So, Shenech was harbel chok mitzvah, you really need it for a mitzvah. Vakolze, vishiraza posachas. That's only to open it with the opening. Avalachtoach oso besaken omachat godol, shori, afilu delet shel bayit. Right, but if you're just sort of, right, you're not, you know, like making a new hole, you're just sort of, you know, prying it open, so that's mutter, right? Prying open is fine. Okay. But what you see already from the Mishnah Berurah, right, and Shulchan Aruch, is what I said before, is that, right, the question of, are there lehalacha going to be limitations? Are you allowed to open anything, or do you have to be worried that it's only mutter when it's falling apart, and it's only mutter when, you know, it's small, and it's only mutter when, right, all those limitations hangs on whether you paskin, like Rashi, or all the other Rishonim. Rashi, who thinks, ain binyan v'inistir v'kelem, thinks the only way it's usher to open a kli on Shabbos is if you're having kavanah to make a new kli, because then it's makav patish. But as long as your kavanah is just to destroy it, so it's always mutter, because there's no stira.
I have some difficulty understanding that, because normally the iser makav patish is only at the end.
Right, so that's exactly the point.
All the other things that you get up to that point, assuming ain binyan v'kelem, are okay.
Or correct.
Saying you can't destroy something because it may lead to something step is mukhavik.
Well, no. So I'll give you an example of what Rashi would mean. Right, the way the Chazon Ish says that opening a can on Shabbos is also midoraisa. Now, not because of stira, but because of mukhavik patish. Because he said
creating a kli.
Exactly, because it is the last step. He said, right, the Chazon Ish says, well, a can before was what he calls a chomer golem. What was it? It was a piece of metal. It's absolutely useless to you right now, right? Because it's never been accessed, right? You can't, it's not like they, right? They don't, you know, they, once it is sealed, it's
but
totally
that's
sealed.
Not stirred.
Correct.
That's muck and punch.
That's exactly the point. But according to the Rashi,
here is you can't do stira because it's No.
According to Rashi, you can't destroy, you can't, quote unquote, destroy the clay
if
you're intending to make a clay, not destroy it. Right?
Well,
meaning, according
not
to.
Not just be intending. That has to be almost the step.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Like, that's the way the Chazon Ish. What Rashi. The Chazon Ish is basically conceptualizing Rashi with a can. Right? According to the Chazon Ish, right? If you looked at opening a can as destruction, it would be mutter. But you don't. Because before it was useless, and now it has a beautiful little hole that you can drink from. Right? It's a can. Right, so the Chazon Ish says that's not called stira; that's called makav patish. Right,
but that's for us really cherry picking because it was useful before, because it was holding.
Well, like, I mentioned this last week that Rav Moshe and the Chazon Ish understand cans literally in the opposite direction. Right, the Chazon Ish thinks before it wasn't a kli, and what you're worried about now is makav patish. Rav Moshe thinks the question is, was it a kli before, and is the stira? Right, they're totally right. They're asking. Mm-hmm. Right, different questions, and you know, totally. There's not like they don't even view it the same way. But the Chazon Ish, the way he conceptualizes it, right, is essentially what Rashi is saying. Now, the halacha, therefore, since we paskin not like Rashi, we paskin like Tosfos, the Ran, whatever. So therefore, we at least have to be worried when it comes to opening. When it comes to opening. Packages. Now, you see that Shulchan Aruch also doesn't quote the position of the Miyuchos L'ran, right, which is that food packages are always mutter, because they're like peels. He doesn't take that either, right? Shulchan Aruch thinks, like Tosfos, it hangs on the question fully of whether it's a good kli or a bad kli, right? So he doesn't take Rashi, and he doesn't take Tosfos. What he does do is say, I'm willing to be somech on Rashi, al yidei goy, because then at worst, comes to worst, is the Rabbanan to begin with. But that is the position of Rashi. Now, that's not the end of the story, right? Because, that's not the end of the story, obviously, because you have to ask in each circumstance whether, you know, in each of our food packages, whether this is going to be a case of, you know, binyan and stira and the like. So, you know, again, I didn't put all of these on it, but now at least we have the language to discuss it, right? A bottle like this, right? So here, the bottle clearly existed before. Like, no Shiloh, the bottle, right? The water bottle existed before. There's no problem. You're not bona this, right? That's pashut. So why could it be usur? So if you think it's usur, the reason folks can think it's usur is because you're making a kli out of the cap, which is either binyan, but more likely just makav patish, right?
Why doesn't that exist the same way as the bottle?
And the poskim who respond, right, say, what are you talking about? They screwed this thing on. Like, I don't understand what you're talking about. Look at it. It's a cap. Right? You didn't do anything, right? So then some of them will say, no, it depends, because you have this little ring, right? It's not usable as a cap on other bottles unless you take off the ring, right? So therefore, you're a bona, right? So this was always the thing in Rabbi Willig's shir. Right, there were a few of us who were like, you know, machmir. There are always people in Rabbi Willig's shir who are machmir, right? And Rabbi Willig go to his house for Shabbos. He won't open anything for Shabbos, and he'll be like, oh, I'll be your Shabbos guy, and I'll just go around, right? Because Rabbi Willig says, no, what are you talking about? This is all fine, right? These metal, all the caps, they're all fine. What are you talking about, right?
Cans though, or cans are still different.
Because cans, I think he's making on cans also, but I have to look back because we didn't have cans at that meal, but we had bottles, right? No, cans, I mean, cans, again, cans are even more complicated because the Chazon Eish thinks the question you should be asking is this makav patish? Rav Moshe thinks the question you should be asking is this stira, right? Now, from the vantage point, if you view it like the Chazon Eish, that before it was a chomer golem, right, and now you know, make an opening, so then, right, fine, it's, you know, then this is makav patish. If you view it like Ramosha, which there's a good svar to view it like that also, which is, no, it's a kli before, the question is it's stira, so then you have to ask, okay, well, when I open it and now it's unusable to store things, I'm not going to pour things back in, right? Right, so is it mutter? And then if you say, the poskim would say it's mutter to open a can, say, well, yeah, it was a can before, and now you've just been makalkel, like, for no reason, like, it's just nothing at this point, right? Or they'll, some poskim will invoke something along the miyuchos l'ran, right, and say, well, it's, you know, it's appeal or something like that, right? Shulchan Aruch doesn't, but other poskim will invoke things like the miyuchos l'ran, mm-hmm. right, that it's, you know, it's like peeling. Other poskim, and you've probably heard people say this, will say, well, it depends. If you drink out of the can, it's a problem. If you open it and pour it into a cup, it's not, because you're showing that you're not using it as a kli at all. You're just treating it as a container, right? So, you know, so, for example, poskim who say the way to open a big bag of chips is to, you know, as Rav Mordechai Friedman liked to say in Gush, take a knife to its soft underbelly, right? You know, and just, you know, rip the thing open. We'll say, yeah, because if you open it, you're making a bag. If you destroy it before it even started, it's nothing, right? And you're showing it's just a peel, and you just put it into a big bowl, right? Most poskim say that even if a big bag of chips is usur, the small bags of chips are mutter. What's the nafkamina? Because a small bag of chips is not meant to store anything. So you're not making a kli, you're not destroying a kli, you're not anything. It's literally just a peel, right? Because you think about it, right? Like an orange peel, so you have the orange, it's done. You don't usually, you know, open half the peel and then, like, stick it in the fridge. I mean, you do if you have, like, you know, fine. I do sometimes because, yeah, I have, you know, a one-year-old, you know, who likes having oranges, so I have a piece at a time. So fine, you peel it off, you know, you put it in a plastic bag. But, you know, normal people don't really do that, right? You take off the peel, right, and you have the orange in one shot. One-time bags, like one-time pretzel bags or chip bags, are the same thing, right? They're peels, as opposed to a big one, which is a kli, right, because it's meant to store the food for a while. But all the machlo code about cans, bottles, cap, you know, metal caps, plastic caps, chips bags, is all a function of this. Is there binyan mekalim? Is there not? Is there a difference when it's for food? Is there a difference with Tzoruch Shabbos? Is there a difference whether, right, are we talking about makav patish or are we talking about stira? Are you making a good opening or you're not making a good opening? Are you using it long term or you're not losing long term? There's also an afkamina, right, for tefilas kalim, right? How do you view, right, the kli before, right? Whether you view a Snapple bottle as having been a kli before or not, has nafkaminas for tefilas kalim. Poskim say, look, Because normally we would say a glass cup, right, you have to bring to the mikveh. So what about a Snapple bottle, right? You use it like a cup, and Snapple bottles are all things you can really refill. So some poskim say, well, if you're going to reuse it, you have to put it in the mikveh. If you're going to use it once, then it's like an orange peel, right? Some poskim say no. It was a Chomer Golem before, like the Chazon Ish. When you opened it, you made it into a kli, and therefore it was made by a Jew, and therefore it doesn't need to go into the, right? Doesn't need to go to a mikveh, right? Other postgame will say, no, in a chami, it needs to go to a mikveh. That's it, right? And, you know, Rav Yitzi Lichtenstein, that was, like, was famous. He I assume, still does. When he has Snapple, he would be mafgir the bottle, right, before he would drink from it. Or, alternatively, he would pour it all out, because you can't drink it from the bottle, right? These types of questions, how do you conceptualize these bottles? Are you destroying? Are you creating? What are you doing? Has nafgamin is not just in the realm of Shabbos, but in the realm of Shilas Kalim as well.
The Shulchan spoke specifically about putting a new hole in a barrel.
Right.
How is opening a bottle not the same concept as...
So it might be, right? Some posts can think it is. Other posts can say, what are you talking about? I'm not making a new hole in a bottle, right? This hole is right here. It's just covered, right? So that's exactly the machlokas, right? Some posts can say, no, opening a bottle is... Right, Willig, you know, was very insistent on this. He's like, I don't understand. There's a cap, there's a bottle, right? It's a cap and a bottle. While it's closed, it's a cap and a bottle while it's open, right? Meaning, right? Other poskim say, no, you're separating from the ring, right? Right now, it's not a functional. Now, what many poskim will say is that even if you want to be makil, don't, under any circumstances, open the bottle and then take the cap and put it on a different bottle, right? Because then you're showing that you really are creating, not just, you know, the cap for here, but you're creating a kli, right? You're just going around, right, and using it, right? So Poskim will say, don't do that, because then you're moving in the direction of...
Some people say the metal one is worse. Like
right, and Shlomo Zalman at some point, you know, his position changed over the years, said metal is worse. Why? Because the plastic ones you screw on, right? Like, so it, and it's, you know, it's hard before, so it's a cap before. The metal ones, they clamp on, right? That's why they have that, you know, shape of the thing itself. So so the plastic ones were caps before, so you're not creating a new cap. The metal ones, you are. But right, Willig would respond, what are you talking about, right? It's true that they made the cap by clamping it on. But look at it. It's a cap. Right? It wasn't like it's not a cap till you open it. It's just never been opened. But it is, in fact, the shape of a cap. Like, you're not, like, reshaping it. You're just opening it. Right? But that's really the machlokas. The machlokas is all over around these issues of makav padash and bonet. Part of the problem with the metzius is how do you even view, you know, all of our modern caps and bottles and whatever. Well, you know. I mean, my conclusion when I learned my chavrusa, I think, if I remember our conclusion after like 3 weeks of this, was it's either mutter l'chadchila or asr midaraisa, and I don't know. Right? There's nothing in between, but it's one of those two. Okay, but
hire a nanny all the time to open your...
Right, you can just hire a nanny, right? That's what you could always do.
What? Then you have to tovel it.
Right, then you might have to tovel it, exactly, right? And then we're... Okay, but anyway, so again, that's... Right, without getting to all the shitas, I mean, I can send you articles that summarize some of the shitas, but that's the principles involved, right? These questions of yeshu ein binyan bekelim, is food different? Is Litzarach Shabbos different? All that, that's what poskim are discussing when they come up with their shitas. And at least you understand the directions that they take, which in this case are like, you know.
Everywhere
in every direction. Okay. Now, the last halacha l'maisa thing, because that I'll talk about more inside, is Lego. Okay? Lego. So is Lego mutter, right? Is Lego a problem, or is it binyan bekelim? Because it's, you know, binyan, right? That's what it is. You're building. So one level of the question of Lego is the yesh ein binyan bekelim question. But even if you think yesh binyan bekelim, and even if you think that, you know, Legos are a maisa uman, right? Only expert 3-year-olds know what they're doing, or 6-year-olds know what they're doing with Lego. There's another possible svara to be makeo with them, and that is the Gemara in number 12. The Gemara in Shabbos, Kuf Lamed Ches, says that what is mutter? Amamita kise treskel va'asla mutter linatoson lechatchila. This chair or this treskel, this like a snap together like a bed or a bench, and an asla, which is like a toilet type thing, you're allowed to set up on Shabbos. Why? So Rashi says, mutter linatoson lechatchila da'avid v'kai. Because they're already Right? A folding chair is mutter. Treskel is basically a folding chair. It's mutter. Why? Because it's not bone, it's assembling. It's made. It's what we call in halacha darko bekach. Right? It's made to be opened and closed. It's made, right? So these snap together things, these unfolding kalim, are mutter. Not because we don't even get into the question of binyan v'kelim. They're just ovid, right? They're just ovid hachi. It's like a door, right? Like all the way the poskim describe it. Why is it mutter to close your door, right? I mean, what's the difference, right? You look at that door, right? Right? Look at those doors, right? One of those is an actual door, and one of those is a wall that doesn't open, right? What's the difference? The only difference is that one of them you open and one of them you don't. They actually look the same. In fact, they're deceptive. They both have locks and they both have, you know, they both have knobs on them, right? So why you let it open doors? It's not even a kli. It's a house, right? Everyone agrees. Yesh binyan, right? Bebatim. How can you close the door? So the post can say, what do you mean? Obviously you can close the door because darko bekach, right? The door is meant to be opened and closed. It's not called bona. It's called opening a door. It's called closing a door. It's called locking a door. Zeu. So the same thing is true of a fold-up chair. That's not called building, that's called unfolding a chair. Well, what about Legos? Right? Right? Or Legos, dark, right? Darko bekach.
Well, ask your child. Your child will call it a building.
That's why you would say it's usher. But this is another potential svara. So if you look, right, with the two things that we now know, which is Yeshenein bin Bekelim and all the machlokot with that, and then this potential heter of Darko, this is Rishomel Zalman. Shlomo Zalman says as follows: Ein limnoa min hayiladim livnot bekubiyot ve'avnei pele or pila, whatever. Right, you shouldn't stop children from building with these blocks. Al kol minehem she'ein chiburam bechozek, because they're not so strong. Right, they're not so tight. Avon tzarech lechaber tachalakim bivragim o letokam zebeze heitev aser. But if you need to attach them with screws, or you need to shove them together like really hard, then it would be usur. B'lochein ein l'sachek l'vnot b'avnei Lego or b'chelke kliks v'chadome, and therefore you can't play with Lego. Sharehim nikkaim zebeze b'chotzka, because they're building and they are tight, which is true. This resonates with me, because if you ever try to get apart those little pieces, like once they're in, like, you know, sometimes it's like impossible. Right, in theory. Right, in theory, they're made to be they should be, right? That doesn't mean that I've always been successful once pieces have gotten together to take them apart. That's not true of the big ones. Right? The kids ones, those things come across, you know, apart easily. But the little ones, especially those flat pieces, right? Yeah. My God, right? Those things, right? Like you're sticking your nail under and like you're pulling at it, right? It gets jammed. Right, so that's what he's saying. Asur leftoch b'Shabbos v'Yom Tov sakiot, and he says you can't open on Shabbos Yom Tov bags kufsot v'kartonot shekshurim modukim. Right, right. Here's all our things. You can't open on Shabbos bags or boxes or cartons which are tied together or glued together. Im him omdim lehishtamish b'hem k'din lishmor b'hem en mischakim. Right, these are not food. This is talking about toys. If they're used to store the kalim. Right, these toys. So Rav Neuwirth comments, and he says, "Shamati megon v'shlomo Zalman Orbach zatzal meha." I should clarify. The top of it is not actually Shlomo Zalman. Right, that's always it's Rav Neuwirth. Then he quotes Shlomo Zalman in the Haros, and he says, "Shamati megon v'shlomo Zalman Orbach zatzal meha de sif shinya dal sif aleph." El Deshuv Amar Li. So at first, Shlomo Zalman told me this is what I based on shinya dal, meaning based on the halachos of binyan bekelim. But then Rosh Shlomo Zalman said, "Diktas Yesh Lodun, maybe not." Because why can you take apart and put together a loose bed on Shabbos and Simon Shinyud Gimel Sivav? Because it's always used as a bed. But you always use those for different things, right? These brick, big Lego things. After the chashiv kolbam goes a dar michadash. So he said maybe you should be machmir even on the big ones because, right? You're making something new. But for a child, he thinks you don't have to worry. The gam efshar, and it could be da filum yachalis gaim habinyan shabanam avne pele. But on the flip side, maybe you could say that even though in theory you could leave these, you know, brick or Lego, you know, big Lego buildings to stand. We call Malcolm came in Shanikar Viadua, La Call Shane, and Binja Manasu Legum Klal. On the flip side, you could say no one intends for it to last for a long time. It's just a toy. Maybe that's not even been in Arai. And it's not Aser because of Keva. It's like spreading out your talis. Right? Right, this is like making a you know, with chasen terah. You hold out your talis, so that's mutar l'chatchila because it, you know, it has no standing power at all. Without people holding it, it collapses on the guy's head. Vafilu mosin came kedei lahagin v'negeshem v'hashem. Even if you're using it to protect yourself from rain or from sun. V'achanami midnidon de binyan shel hatinokim. So what you get from this discussion of Noah with Rishon Zalman is minakatze lakatze. Right. On the one hand, he says maybe it's bona. Why? Because it's lekium, and or potentially, and you can make new things, and therefore it's actually dome and a binyan. Right? It's uman ish. It lasts. You're making something sophisticated. Right? And you'd say it's usher. Or you could go all the way to the other side and say it's mutter because it's not meant to last at all, and it's a toy. Right? Not building. Right? So you see, minakatze lakatze. Right? He's trying to figure out, are big Legos, right, the classic case, which is Yesh Binyan Bekelim, because you're making something which is, you know, uman-like, somewhat permanent, right, a new structure that didn't exist, and you're using two, right, you're making, you know, it's like when you destroy a Lego thing, and, you know, when a little kid destroys his older brother's Lego thing, right, they're crying because you say, well, you could just rebuild it. No, right, that's something different. I made this castle, I made this...
I suppose it would be worse with the more formal ones, like, you know, a spaceship and stuff like that, where you...
Right,
where
for you sure, those I think would be...
Keep them for a while.
Right, according to this, I think, right, for sure would be... Yeah, I think you're planning on keeping it forever.
Well, you
right?
keep it for a while, right?
Right, or forever. I mean, some people, you know, once they make it, they, you know, frame, you know, they put it in a box, they frame whatever, and they put it on... you know, display.
Once you drop on the ground, it all breaks, and you have to rebuild it.
Yeah, that's true of glass. You know, like blowing glass, also. But you know.
But okay, where's the muck of? Let's say, take this from Rashi's point of view for a second. Where's the muck of the patish?
So according to Rashi, I think it would be mutter. Right? According to Rashi, it would be mutter.
Okay, according
right?
to Tosfot, who says pirkin pirkin.
Probably. I mean,
okay, and according to Tosfot, there's no binyan if it's pieces. Again, there's no binyan.
No, because according to Tosfot, there is if you're making something new. Right. If in the end you make something actually new,
it has to be permanent and solid. So you have to say this is permanent and solid.
Well, that's it. Well, you see, this is what I pointed out. It's not like our sugya is going to give you the answers. It gives you the language, and you see that Rishon Zalman is between these two poles. Right. Sometimes.
Back and forth.
Right. Sometimes he says, "Yeah, exactly what you said. It has to be domed binyan in some way. This is a toy. This is not bone." Right. On the other hand, sometimes he said, "Well, Tosfos said that what bone is, you're creating something new." Right, that takes some sort of expertise that's somewhat permanent. It could be permanent, right? So he goes, right? Now, Shmuel Zalman is pretty convinced that Lego is usher, and these avnei pella, these bigger blocks, is probably more mutter, right? Which you also sort of get, right? The big Legos, right, are less permanent, right? Take less expertise. Right, so in all the svaras, vein bin begalim, right, they're less permanent, they have less expertise, right, they're loose, right, all those things, right, so they're more mutter. Little Legos are tight, they're hard to get together, they take a bit more expertise. You think of the instructions, right, big Legos don't come with instructions, right, you make haphazard, like little kids are making haphazard things, right, little Legos come with these detailed instructions, put the yellow one here and the green one here and the flat piece on top and put it on top of this, right, there's a certain expertise, so... When it comes to small Legos, Shlomo Zalman thinks, sir. When it comes to bigger Legos, he goes back and forth. Then in Nun Ted, he writes, Ach, Efshar, Denidina, no Meliki, Social Kame, Mishari, Al Yede Boreg, Mishum, Dergil, Lisko, of Toch, Tamid. On the other hand, he has another Svara that maybe it's Mutter, right? Which is, it's meant to be put together and taken apart. Right, so sometimes Rishon Zalman said Asher Midah Raisa because of Binyan Bekelim. Sometimes Rishon Zalman said no, it's Darko Bekach. Right, so you see, that what he's toying with is, on the one hand, all the svaras of Yeshen ben Mekelim and the svara of Darko Bakach, and trying to figure out where Legos and big Legos and blocks and all those go. So, you know, blocks is pretty clear. It's mutter because it's loose. It's not professional. It's not, you know, it falls apart. Fine. Big Legos, probably mutter. Not totally clear, but probably mutter because it's not really expertise. It's pretty loose. It falls apart. Little Legos, on the level of Binyan Bekelim, he says, well, it's sort of permanent. It's sort of expertise-y, right? You know, whatever. So maybe it's usher. On the other hand, he says, but it's meant to be a toy. And you're meant to take it apart. So maybe it's mutter. But you see, he's just struggling with these svaras. There's an article by Hananya Rochel, who I don't know who that is, but in Hama'ayan, where he just challenges Rishon Zalman. He says, I don't get this. I don't know what you're talking about. Big Legos, small Legos, right? Clicks is, I think, there's like, what in English, what do we call it? Connects, I think? Right? Something like that? I think that's what it is.
Magnetiles?
So magnetiles, I think, are mutter, right? I mean, magnetiles is not even like...
Mechano?
What?
Mechano. That's even...
I mean, on this level, I think it's like... No, like or like...
Yeah.
You know, maybe it's like Lincoln Logs. I'm not totally sure what clicks are. I assume clicks are more like connects, right? Where there's actually... They click into place. I think that's why they're... You know, onomatopoeia. They're just like... I think that's what... I'm not really sure. But this article, so Shlomo Zalman, right, he goes back and forth, and he's, right, more machmir on the Legos, though he has this svara of maybe it's Darko Bakach, and he's more makil on these bigger blocks and things. But this article, Hanan Yerochel says, I don't get what you're talking about. What's the difference? So Ayin Shom Sivchav, Sha'asu Lefarag Laharkiv Tzatzua Matos O'Niya, Suyumi Plastic. Said Rishon Zalman wanted to asser making, you know, these toy planes or boats because they're, right, they take a lot of daikanut, right, a lot of expertise and precision. Regilim livnos and liyamim rabim. And you can make it for a long time. Shmami nash, rak ba'ofen zeus are going to Rishon Zalman livnos. So he said, maybe that you should say it's only usher when you're making, not stom Lego. You're making, right, you're following the instructions, you're making the boat, right, and you're putting it in your, you know, and then you're putting it on the shelf to look at it. So fine, that I understand is uman, right, it's permanent, it's all the things that Ron and Tosfos and all those people said, fine. But if kids are just, you know, making a sort of, you know, not expert house, right? You know, the way like Meir makes a house, right? When Meir makes it, he's not yet at the age where he can make the expertise both. What do? If you're making a house is a wall on this side, a wall on this side, right? It's pile it up as high as you go until you run out. Right? And then, you know, maybe you only have one wall, and if you, you know, had foresight to make four walls, so then when you run out of four walls, so then you have four walls, and, you know, if you don't have a roof, so you don't have a roof. If you want to put a roof, so, you know, put a, whatever, put a pillow on top, like, right? When kids are doing that, so that's fine. The chen cause of a saver binyan Shabbos, lagach kohen, and that's what Chaim Cohen says, Shashama gonor Shlomo Zalman, shahora bepshitos, lahatir belego. So, sometimes Shlomo Zalman said, yeah, Lego's fine. So, what you get, therefore, is that some poskim, right, really, you could just give a share in Shlomo Zalman's varying positions over the course of his life, right? So sometimes Shlomo Zalman said, everything's mutter. But the one thing that everyone seems to agree is usser is when you're making, you know, the Lego boat following the instructions, that it looks nice and you're putting, and you're planning on holding on to it for a while. Because then, if you think about it, it's Yesh Binyan Bekelim by Ron standards. It's a Maisa Uman. It's Yesh Binyan Bekelim by Tosfos standards because you're making something new, right? It was a bunch of pieces, now it's a boat. Right, it's not shell. Right, it's not arai because you plan on keeping it for a while. It's not darko bekach because you're not planning on undoing it. Right, you're planning on keeping it on display. So fine, it's not something that's meant to be taken apart. It's meant to stay. The big Legos, right, and blocks are not permanent, are not expertise, are not tight, right, are not making something new, it's not recognizable as anything, it's a toy, so then it's mutter. And then in the middle, there are people who say, okay, maybe building a Stom Lego house is too permanent, or too, right, too, requires too much expertise, and therefore it's usser. Other people say, no, it's meant to be put together and taken apart, and it's not really that tight. And there's like that much expertise, and therefore it's mutter. But the range of poskim are struggling with these two questions, which is all the shita we've seen in Ein Binyan Bekelim Yesh Binyan Bekelim, and the added factor of Darko Bekach or not. Okay, the last sheet on this that I gave you is just the Tzitzel-Yezer. Tzitzel-Yezer says, Nachar l'dino deinu, neima nosefes l'kula yesh benido deinu. Right? So, while Shmuel Zalman had, at different points in his life, netios to be machmir, the Tzitzel-Yezer was more mekel, because he says, neima nosefes l'kula yesh benido deinu, hu rak l'ravka de milsa. He says, first of all, he generally thinks it's mutter, but I got another svara for you. He said, b'bnei, Shavne Pela, Hamamish, Bechol Ezra Regal, a period Kaima. Toys are meant to be taken apart. Dezeo Derech, Mishakea Yeladim. Bazelev no Samlis, Osram, Bechol Regal, Regal, Achen, Yesh Lomer, Deinze, Bechol, Begeder Binyan. Behad Nachit, Nevasa Likna. So this is how we came to it, and this is the end of it. Dein Kol Ezra Bono, Osram, Binyan, Ustir, Bavne Pela, Shaladim, Sochim, Behem, the Gamla Rabbas, Lomishum Tikkun Mono, Mutal Sachim, and Bashabas. He just says, no, it's Mutter. What are you talking about? Give me. Again, I'm not sure, by the way, that he would agree. That he would say it's mutter when you're actually making the permanent model. I think there's enough svara that if you're actually making the permanent Lego ship, right, that it's bone or makav patish or something, right? But short of that, right, the Tzitzel Ezer just says, no, it's darko bekach, and therefore it's all bets are off and it's mutter. Okay. So again, just to summarize what we saw, because we didn't get past that. That's fine, right?
We finished the sheet.
We got to finish the sheet. That's fine. So.
Does anybody discuss an aspect with regard to a Lego construction that's absolutely valueless and has no value whatsoever?
Well, I don't even know if that's true, right? People.
But I mean, in terms of like a market value, it's just.
I mean, exhausting. It doesn't really matter. I mean, I don't know. There are probably people who buy it, and even if it wasn't, it's not really relevant.
No, I mean the construction itself, the actual product of what you're doing.
Oh, yeah.
Real,
yeah, I don't know if that, you know, I don't know. I haven't seen it at any rate. So again, just to summarize, we saw last week the basis of Yesh Min Min Kalim. What this week we saw is that one of the big nafkaminas is the destruction of Kalim, where Rashi just says, well, it's fine. And Tosfos and the Ran all bring up different distinctions to be matir. Maybe it's only mutter when it's for food. It's only mutter when it's Lutzarach Shabbos. It's only mutter if the kli is in bad shape and the like. Again, based on their machloket before, and Shulchan Aruch notes that since we normally paskin like the other Rishonim, so simply opening packages on Shabbos is not so pashut, unless, right, it's a case where you're not making a new kli, or it's a case where it was put together not so well, or whatever. So you have to figure out which things it applies to and which it doesn't. In cases where it would be boneh, so then that's why you'll hear poskim say, destroy it rather than open it, right? Destroy the potato chip bag, destroy the cereal box, destroy whatever.
And can also people do that too? They destroy it, they make
yes,
it out
some people
of
destroy it, and then pour it out, right? Yeah. They make a hole in the bottom, right? What some people
well,
do.
Well,
make
found so that's so
correct.
Good.
But,
I found so
right, but that's the svara.
Right,
right, but the
no,
svara of it.
Well, you said both ends.
Exactly. No, right, so where does that come from? It's because if you think that making it would be bonus, so what you do is make a hole at the bottom, make it a hole at the top, so when you open it, you never made a cleat.
It just seems not. Not Shabbos
day. No, in a chanami.
Because you're mekalkel something like hachila. You know,
right.
Is
I know. My father got this. My got this from seminary. That's a big thing.
But it, right. Yeah. But this is what it's based on. Yeah. And this is what it's based on. Again, I'm not giving final psak. I just want to show right. The direction the post can right. Take to get to it. And now you can just, you know, pick up any of the articles that summarize the positions. You'll see what they're coming to. And the last point is the Lego one. So again, the same thing comes up with the edits for Avdarko Bekach. Because you have poskim who say that it's usher because it takes some expertise, it's someone permanent, you're creating something new. And other poskim who say it doesn't take expertise, right? This is not called something new, it's not that permanent, right? Or it's Darko Bekach. Which toys fit in which is a machlokas. Rosh Shlomo Zalman at some point in his life thought everything was usser. At some point thought only expert Lego, you know, ships were usser. At some point thought all Lego was usser. At some point thought even the big Lego were somewhat usser, right? Lamaskana thought the big Lego were probably fine, everything else maybe not, but he, you know, went the whole rage. The Tzitzel Yezer, maybe with the exception of the, you know, professional boat-looking things, said everything's mutter because Darko Bekach. But again, it's just based on these principles, and this is why I said the Rabbi, you know, Rabbi Ribiat book is 150 pages on this. There's good reason because the principles are easy. Trying to implement it in Metzias is not exactly so easy. Okay, so next week we'll do Mechabe and actually move on. I have the sheets ready for next week.